The good die young. Sometimes the wrong people get healed, and often the wrong fucker gets resurrected. You know what I'm talking about. Shift. But I'm glad, I'm awfully glad, for one thing, that we are not cursed with immortality. Now that would be one goddamn miserable thing if you had to be assured that you could never die when they took you in prison. I don't care for myself, but for you, my babies, my darlings, you're all my children. I love with my soul and my mind, my heart, to the fullest capacity. More pure than anybody will ever love, probably in your time. I'm so glad that there's a point where you die. If they torture you, you go unconscious. That's a form of death. They can put you in shit up and drown you in it, but at some point, you go unconscious into sleep and you don't feel it. They can electrocute you, or they can do what they did to that man last night on that movie that was a real-life movie, and everybody should study it someplace if we live through this white night, which we likely will. You should study it and see what that man, how he was tortured, but he should never have given a word. I believe that people can be steeled to not reveal information, that they can have such dignity and control pain, but it takes training. You got to train yourself. That's why every nurse should report anybody that makes a big fuss about taking a shot or having something. When the doctor has to look in somebody's asshole and they make a big fuss, or in their vagina, or he has to push on something and it hurts and they scream, that person ought to be reported because that person is a potential traitor. It's awful quiet now. We have too many instances in history where there are people in South Africa who have been tortured for 12 years and 15 years, and in Argentina for 9, and in Chile going on 5, and never have spoken a word. You can train yourself. You say, I'm not ready tonight. No, but you can begin. Babies begin to walk by crawling, and some of you are going to have to start crawling. But I can tell by the actions of some of you that you are caught up entirely in the bullshit you carried over from the United States. I can tell by your walk, I can tell by your conversation, I can tell by your love for entertainment. You never find your ass in the library, but you're always waltzing, dancing, or carrying your fucking record around in your head, or your little recording device, and that's all right. I call it decadent. I want you to know I call it decadent. You would never see me listen to that shit because I call it decadent. That's the old part of me that I remember that I want dead, because when that shit gets revived, I feel a bit of capitalism in me, and I don't want it. But I'm tolerant of youth to give them time to grow. It is a rather shameful thing to see some that are old and ought to have enough sense to know better still at it. But it looks to me, if you got time to trip out on music, thank you. It looks to me if you have time for music and have time for dancing and have time for wooing and all that bullshit called love and romance, it looks to me, by God, that you ought to have a little time and once in a while get out your book or listen to me when I pour out my voice over the microphone, or read something about the introduction to socialism, or listen to your goddamn good teachers. It looks to me like you could at least do something once in a while that had something to do with socialism besides all the time having your mind on a fuck or on some rhythm or another. I want you to know there's only one goddamn reason at all I'm interested in entertainment here, is that socialism can be gotten across, that we can invade in the auditoriums and with socialist themes and by good entertainment and cooperation and synchronization and harmony show that socialist communes can work. That's my reason to go to Georgetown. I don't know what the fuck some of you are going for, but I know what the fuck I'm going for, and I'll tell you there wouldn't be one goddamn performance if that wasn't my goal. That shit would be stopped tomorrow. Thank you. I mean, when I see people dance 6 hours in a night, I'm really nervous about you. And I think that's what brings on white nights to some degree. See, I haven't eaten today, so you have to excuse me to get a little protein in my system because I have a lack. But I think we undoubtedly bring on some of our vibrations, because every goddamn time we get caught up in too easy going, everything going peacefully and blissfully, doing our own thing, along comes another crisis. I thought last night I saw this shit over here. I didn't give a goddamn about a movie, because I don't give a fuck about a movie, only to watch strategy. I was interested in that assassination thing, because I want to learn all I can about assassination. Jackals, the night of the jackal, or whatever it is, the day of the jackal. But I want to get as far away as I could from this place. And the radio didn't need me, they could communicate with me. I said, well, you communicate with me, because I can't stand this shit. 2 hours of it, 3 hours of it, when it goes 6 hours, I think people are crazy. I want you to know I think you're crazy. Anybody that does it for 6 hours, I think you're crazy. The shit lasted till 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to watch comedies. They tried to put a comedy on last night. I said, oh, no. If I'm going to watch movies, I want to watch the mafia kill, because I won't kill for such shit as they did, but I will kill our enemies if they hurt you. So I watch every kind of trick and trade I can in the movies. At least it makes a little more sense watching a movie than this shit. I come by 1 hour, and I see you doing the same movement. Come back the next hour, you're still doing the same movement. You look like a bunch of dummies being pulled on by puppet strings. You'll never see me watch a comedy. You'll never see me go in to watch a movie that's a comedy. Comedies don't teach me shit. I don't need to laugh while 2 out of 3 babies are going to bed hungry. I'm not making you feel the way I do, but I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. If you can show me a movie on how somebody's killing somebody or planning a revolution, and I don't like killing. I'm a nonviolent person. I don't like anything but peace. But by God, that jackal teaches you some ways. In fact, it teaches so well, it's banned. We got it by special concession, you might say. Before that movie goes back on the boat, if we're still here, you should read it. Study it. Learn all you can study from it. The book's even better, but you look at that fucking film, you can get some ideas. Now, they almost got one dictator. And it's a true story because it showed just exactly the nature of our good ally, France, and how they do their own army, and they teach their army to protect their land, and then when it's no longer popular, they destroy their own army. The army that really takes their nationalism seriously, well, Christ, politics, the world of politics. But it's a real revelation how they wiped out the bravest elements of the French army, and they were the only ones that had any guts to take on de Gaulle. Because you're going to be something, I say be it. If you're going to be a capitalist, be it all the goddamn way. If you're going to be a nationalist, be it all the way. But anything I hate is a funky-ass, middle-of-the-road liberal that won't stand up for anything and falls for everything. But I believe that the only honorable thing is to be a socialist, an international socialist, not a provincial national socialist. Okay, I've covered some territory that is necessary as a way of background, because some of you think it's perfectly all right that that's what you came over here for. I guess is to dance 6 hours. I thought we understood we didn't go beyond 12 o'clock, but I thought I'll just not interfere and see how long it lasts, and it went till 3. We're talking about international matters here. Okay, give them, maybe we can understand, the goddamn people can understand where it is. They'll listen, maybe they'll listen. I'll go back over it, yes, afterwards, so they understand the crucial matters here.
He said he's done a couple of things to your case. He's getting along with the U.S. He'll be visiting USSR soon. As tentative date's been set for April.
Oh, that's good news.
Even though the financial situation, Brennan made a strong social speech recently.
Yes, he did. He made a strong social speech, plus It called a day for the Chronicle, called for the reunification of both Koreas, which will be a burr in the United States' ass. We got what we have here is a distinctly brave or braver or posturing of a brave nature of a revolutionary Marxist-Leninist Soviet line. And we got another side that's more moderate. And we've got another element that is pro-U.S. But the Prime Minister seems to be taking a very strong position, one. He thinks that'll interfere with me if I go into town. Look at the negative side.
Okay, it was discussed about our activity. They had a big meeting over the weekend, and it was the top people, the Prime Minister and the top five in the government. And it was just...
Top five are...
Is Dr. Reed, Hoyt, Green, Shirley Field Ridley, Hubert Jack.
Did I leave anyone out? I think that's it.
No, that's it. That's it.
Six.
Well, it includes the Prime Minister.
Oh, five plus
five.
The Prime Minister.
Right. And it was discussed at this big meeting this weekend of our involvement, dedication, and commitment, and that's in connection with the WRSM and PNC. And Hoyt asked Burnham what was the position towards us. He asked...
Hoyt's the one I don't trust. You better wake up, honey. Now we are talking about something. He might get interested.
Hoyt asked him because of his interest in the flights, the GDF flights and the article, and...
Yes, what about the GDF flights? Prime Minister of the country is Burnham.
There he is.
He is right here. Burnham.
He's a prime minister. Christ, they know that, don't they, being in all these socialist classes? Oh, well, the new ones. Yeah, that's true.
Hoyt's minister of development. Green's minister of health and labor.
Jack, I don't know. Hubert Jack is...
Energy and natural resources.
We keep hearing he's closer to the prime minister than Hoyt would be in case anything happened to Reed. Reed would be the next prime minister... Who's my friend who made the door open, opened the door for us to get in here just hours before the lid come down on us in the United States, just hours. Because there was a lot of opposition to us being in, this is the first time they've ever let a large number of people settle in any country like this. And Jack is what, Minister what?
Energy and Natural Resources.
Minister of Energy and Natural Resources. He was here with his wife. They both seemed impressed. Green's been kind. We've made an overture to Green. I think it puts us in fair stead with Green.
He's one of the power blocks in the party.
He's one of the power blocks in the party. Yeah. Go ahead. You understand what I'm talking about?
Okay. So Hoyt asked. He asked him straight out, what was the position towards us? He asked the Prime Minister.
Well, I'm interested in why he asked about the GDF and the... what was he asking about the GDF and what else? Guyana Defense Force. We've been a good friend with the head of the Army. That's what I made an effort to get ahead of all the Army, Navy, and Marines. He's been to our house just within the last few days for dinner. Yeah. And he's been consistently friendly. He gave up a plane seat to Dr. Shack in his private plane to... She and an Amerindian lady. So you got socialist, he and an Amerindian lady who was, you know, poor lady. And he was willing to do that even though he was the head of the entire Guyana Defense Force, their Army, their Navy, their Air Force, well, all their defense. And he's a nice, homey kind of a guy. Drinks a bit much, but he's a nice sort of guy. You certainly never would see anybody, the head of the Army in the United States, give up a seat for anybody. So you can't expect perfection. I'm trying to show you that there's all qualities here. Some really... genuinely good, kindly, socialist people, and you've got naturally in a small country, the CIA's bought off some. You can bet your ass on that. Go on.
Okay.
Shut your goddamn mouth. I do mean shut your mouth. We're in a state of emergency now until we get out of it. These are emergency sessions, and you do behave a little differently in emergency sessions. Now go ahead with what you were saying.
Okay, Hoyt was, the background of this GDF flight was Hoyt has some jealousy over us being able to get GDF flights, whereas people in Matthews Ridge and Port Kaituma or the region have complained that it's more difficult for them. And so he has tried to interfere and cut that access off, and in fact has we are now charged for those TDF flights.
That's
what I want to answer my own question. And he's responsible, that Hoyt's responsible for that bus being charged with those GDF flights, because we were told by someone he trusted that likes us that that was going to happen, and it happened within a week. We used to didn't get charged for any GDF flight. They'd give it to us for nothing. Of course, that I don't know what you expect that, because that's a hell of a cost on a government to send a flight out every time you want one. But anyway, we'd gotten it until this son of a bitch, Hoyt, which I don't trust. He's one of the top five. Go ahead. Now, what happened about the... He was asking a question about the GDF.
No, this was Will's reason. What Will's felt was what prompted his interest in approaching the Prime Minister about us.
He was interested in that subject. GDF and what else?
And the article. I mean, the article about
what's
us.
What's going on down there? Hey. Hi there, friend.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So,
goddamn article. You got to learn
some more about organization and some attentiveness here. Now, I mean it.
So Hoyt asked Burnham straight up what was the position towards us, and Burnham made the reply that it was we would win the custody case and the arrest orders would be dropped. And he said, Wilson...
That means the custody cases we've had with John and Dana and all those cases, they'll be dropped and the arrest orders will be dropped. Now go on.
The top five people who I just named are aware of the decision, and Wills talked to Burnham directly about this, and in response to Hoyt, who has not been too favorable, whether he will carry out whatever decisions are made, Wills said, because...
Get those goddamn attention and get them out of there.
He said because Hoyt it goes straight down the line for Burnham, that he will be even more careful to support the decision because he disagrees with it. Will said it was a complete victory, but he didn't think we should push on the following things because right now Guyana needs money and they are trying to get loans from various countries. The two points that he made that he didn't feel we should push on, one was they have made the decision that Tim Stone will not be allowed in Guyana. He will not be allowed to step foot in Guyana.
Will you wake up? Now stand up if you can. Now listen, folks. You have to. God damn it! I'm serious about this. I want people to stay alert during a war situation. Now, White Knights, we're going to have to stay alert. It is our democracy, and everybody has to participate in what the hell's going on. You got to think. You have a privilege to have land to fight for. You got a privilege to have a cause to live for. You got a privilege, even if it's necessary, to die for it. But by God, you ought to be required to stay alert and alive on these nights. Now, I want people to circulate more. There's one woman here in the third row just sleeps all the time. Now, I want it stopped.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
He said... Watch your neighbor. Go ahead.
The decision was that Tim Stone will not be allowed to even step foot in Guyana.
I wasn't pointing no gun at you, honey. When this little cannon goes off, I have to cock it, so don't be worrying about it. That'd probably be the only thing to wake up some of you, though. I wouldn't waste that kind of thing, you know, on our own people. This son of a bitch isn't just a plaything. Go ahead.
So, Will's this thing about Tim Stone not being allowed to come into Guyana is a very big breakthrough because they're risking.
I gather it is a breakthrough.
They're risking relations between America and Guyana by making someone persona non grata who has
not welcome. because they could turn around in the United States and say certain Americans couldn't land either. It's quite significant if it's true. I don't believe everything I'm told, but I'm listening.
So, anyway, Wills felt that we should allow Tim Stone to come in and find out the results, because he doesn't think that we should put Guyana in a position where they would feel any economic strain, I mean, you know, that would break relations. And the second point he made was that Dad should not come to town before the decision comes down from the judge, because it will look like the rules were bent in Dad's favor and that justice was not done. And then he went on further and he said, Burnham has done a couple of things to irritate the United States in regards to their loan policy.
International Monetary Fund. That means we might have a real nice full class revolution, which I'd like. I'm glad when he irritates USA.
One thing that irritated them was that he'll be visiting the USSR very soon. There's a tentative date set in April, and the second thing was, even though the financial situation is like it is, Burnham made a very strong socialist speech. And Wills didn't feel we should have Dad go into town because of Guyana's need for money.
They could have. I can get that across to me. Okay. Pay off the judge, who's a fucking U.S. agent. Clark says we ought to pay off the judge. It'll be doubly secured if we'll pay off the judge. They pay off judges in the United States all the time, honey. You've got a few of the old bastards left here, just like them. Don't sound to me like you have to pay off the judge there, but this, though, Clark, see if it depends on who knows what's going on.
He said it would be a very serious thing against us if we did pay him off and got caught.
And yeah, I would think so.
And he said he would talk to Dr. Reed tomorrow, and he said he would try to push on the decision coming down soon. We tried to find out going to talk to Dr. Reed already, but he tried to make it out to sound like he was talking on our behalf. But he said that Dr. Reed did something very wonderful for Wills.
That's good. That's good. All right, you have the essentials. Now, I don't know what we're going to do to get people to wake. Damn it, I do not know. Maybe I can get your attention.
You better not walk.
I'm going to wake up some folk around here. You better stay awake. This is your problem, and this is a cop-out not to think. Plus, some people need to be remindful they ever walk over the hills, so they tell just exactly what kind of capability we have here. Because we know some of you may walk, so we want you to be damn sure you tell just exactly this some of our minor power, because we don't use all of it. Go ahead. Prime Minister having trouble? Okay. Now that you have the position. Mingo may not know what's going on because the meeting was yesterday, and he may be fearful to speak about Hoyt, and that's why he's talking favorable to Hoyt, because Hoyt is not usually in the big five, and so Mingo is a nobody. He's just a liaison in terms of the big cabinet members. He's head of Immigration and Home Affairs, but he doesn't have the power of these big five that she's talking about. So that may be why he was unfriendly and smart-assed about different matters. The observation was that Mingo, when he doesn't know what the hell's going on, and he obviously doesn't know the results of yesterday's meeting, if that meeting was as positive as that, I can't believe he knows the results of it. Okay. Now, where were we?
Who controls the GDF?
Who controls the GDF? Burnham controls it.
Is there like a minister, like, you know, like you have one guy that was head of...
Brigadier Price.
But is he a cabinet member, though?
No.
What cabinet member controls it?
Nobody. Burnham. He's the commander.
What kind of influence does Hoyt have on Burnham, then? I mean, if Burnham knows that we've been a showpiece in the Northwest District, and we've done good in terms of our medical facility for many of the people in the Northwest District, what kind of influence does Hoyt have, Desmond Hoyt, over Burnham, who is in charge of the PDF?
Will you get your eyes forward up here and listen to him?
Burnham obviously must realize by this time that we've done good. We've done good by the country in the Northwest District. We've been one of the most disciplined exercises that they have in the Northwest. Not one of the most disciplined exercise in the Northwest District. And certainly, we haven't depended upon the government for any aid. We've done everything in terms of medical, anyway, on our own to help, you know, the native Guyanese here. So what kind of force is Hoyt exerting on Burnham if, it, in fact, Burnham does have control over the GDF? Why has Burnham relented?
Yeah, he has a good point, though. Can he tell the GDF what to do without going to the Prime Minister? Please wake up.
For those that are new, Fred Wills used to be the foreign minister and is no longer a foreign minister, maybe due to his own neglect or what have you, but...
Yeah, but he's just been given another position. The reason the neglect, that's a good point, though.
But the point I wanted to make was, don't know how, and I don't think we would definitely consider anyway any advice, but I wouldn't be inclined to react on his advice because of his, you know, because of the harassments and hassles he's had recently. You said he's recently been appointed, you know, given a new appointment, but I think the only way, you know, with or without Wills, we've gone through a number of white nights, and we've, you know, fortunately, because of your strategy, you know, come through them. And I think it's only been because of your bravado and acting, you know, as a crazy nigger that we've come through them. And we've been, they're talking about, you know, an economics in terms of Guyana and not going into the capital because it would put economic strain on Guyana. Well, Guyana is going to go through turmoil right now because it's still, you know, sort of a fledgling nation trying to, you know, it's developing actually. But my point is, I wouldn't readily, personally, take Will's advice about not going in. And I'm not so anxious about them suggesting, you know, the AMA coming in here and the press, the media coming in here. It would stand to do us a disservice. It would be a very stupid move. We've done well, you know, as I said before, we've done well by the Northwest District with our medical service.
Could I? Well, one of the things that I can understand is that the government has allowed our doctor to treat people in this territory, up in this Northwest Territory. Well, by them not stopping him from treating people in this territory, it means they've sanctioned him treating people in this territory. And so, in essence, they've said he's a qualified doctor to treat people in this territory if they didn't stop him, other than our people. I can't see why that they wouldn't give him a license. Because they've said by not stopping him.
Now listen, son, you better wake up. Now, God damn it. Grown adults.
By not stopping him from treating people, they have said that he's a qualified doctor and should be allowed to have a license.
I was wondering about this Hoyt interfering with the GDF, and his thing, I think, is the same as Dr. Baird, who's the chief medical officer here, trying to interfere with me getting a license, is it has they're both working together. I don't know who they're representing, but their main argument they're always throwing is that we don't really serve this region. And we do serve this region because people come in here all the time. There are people coming in 4 or 5 a day, every day now. And
Let's put this thing in perspective, too, so people have the right degree of security or insecurity. What we're asking is an unheard of situation. We're asking that he not be put through the normal year that any other doctor be put through that would get a license here. Internship. We're demanding and not asking. We've been demanding. So why don't we put that in protect? Okay, there'd be no question he'd be given a license tomorrow if he had the internship in a Guyanese hospital. We say we cannot afford to have our doctor removed from here with reactionaries that would observe if anything went wrong. And we will not do it with people coming in here with emergencies. We will not be caught without a doctor. We say that his consultations on amateur radio and his keen interest in the medical library and experimentation is adequate enough, particularly in view of the no good asshole that they've got from the old regime holdover on the British colonial system up there in the hospital, that I wouldn't let treat a rat. So that's our demand, but our demand's pretty heavy. We've made the same demand on the pharmacist. And they've allowed them to practice, and he does have a license. It's provisional. He's not operating out here without a license. I don't know what that provisional license now. I can't remember all the details. One of the attorneys may, but he does have a license. But it is not, it is not a full license. And I know these sophisticated bigots that come from the United States are going to ask that the first thing they come in here. And I'm not going to have a bunch of AMA doctors in here without him being fully credentialed. If they want to make us a showpiece, then they can give us something for it. The arrest order's been on me and on George Touche over these kids since hell, September. Now, if they wanted to arrest me very badly, Inspector Benjamin's been in here, and Inspector Brown, the commander of the police, if they wanted to arrest me, they'd have tried to arrest me when they come to visit me. They'd have tried to arrest me when I was in Port Kaituma and speaking to 2,000 people. They said there were 2,000 people that was packed in the auditorium and outside, the principal said, and it looked like a hell of a lot of crowd to me. They're on the rafters. They could arrest me then if they had wanted to arrest me. But they're saying if I go into... see, I'm in violation of the law. I refuse to turn over people. The United States, at first, when the government was weak and all the leaders were outside of the country, they let the United States conspiracy get here and make a court case in the court here. Do you understand that? And so they started a legal action demanding that I turn over the child and Joyce turn over the child. And we refused. So we're in violation of the law. I said, we will die before we turn over any child. It was Dana. And the one attorney represented Dana, Truss, and John, my son. I guess all of you know the background of John being my son, don't you? Anybody didn't know he was my son? You've been listening at home, you'd know that. All the new people know that. Because Tim Stone's running around in women's clothing and he may have been a provocateur from the beginning. Shit. Dr. Reese said this morning, he said it looked like a setup to him to try to get me in a bag. And it could be. Hell, the fascists have ways of working because we found on Tim Stone that he was in East German, the Communist German Republic, the German Democratic Republic, which even the United States' press has had to admit is a very flourishing economy and They've done such wonderful things for the Jews. They've guaranteed every Jew, for what they went through in Hitler's Germany, $600 pension per month, every Jew. Whereas in Germany, all the Jews have been, the West Germany, U.S. zone, capitalist Germany, the Jews have had to flee. They're going through terror. There's only about 5,000 Jews left in the entire country. So we found that Stone was in East German Democratic Republic and went to jail for some kind of activities, subversive activities, and he denied he'd ever been there. And we've got a news article showing he was there before he ever came to our church. If you don't believe it, we got the article. We'll let you read it. So he may have been an agent a long, long way back, a long, long time ago. But anyway, he was running around in women's clothing, and Grace was about to leave him, and he was having a shit fit. Wake up, goddammit! Everybody get centered in one place, in one position. I said, please realize, as I said, that we are in wartime situation. It's too bad some of you didn't get out there in the war and realize what it is to fight for what you believe. Who's going and without any clearance? I didn't get nobody no clearance. Hold it. Stand up, please. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Now, you people going to take notice that we're in a war emergency room? Next time, I'm going to fire it over your heads. Sit down. If you want to get out of here, you clear it. I don't want to put the gun on our own people. How do we know we're not one of you a CIA agent when you're moving? It's funny, since the last group came in, all this shit began, we'd had weeks of peace. Funny kind of correlation. Maybe there's some knowledge of our activities and mood. Maybe somebody communicated something since they've been here. Now take consideration. You're not going to threaten the well-being of 1,000 people. You're not going to threaten the well-being of 1,000. It won't do any good to change. One person has no right to take it upon themselves to move around when they please.
I maintain that, you know, somebody, and it could be some little puke, is just trying to play us out of pocket. And the reason they're doing that because we are definitely a threat. But more than that, it's some little jive-ass punk that's not doing their job in one level or another, that's not doing their job, and they're getting shown up by us. And the only way I maintain that the only way to back down a punk is to tell them what you're going to do. Don't wait for them to tell you. You tell them to back off or get the hell out of your way.
I wanted to know what reason was the AMA coming into Jonestown with the press?
Oh, you see, that's a good question. Comrade Inspector, that's a good question. When all this shit broke loose in the United States and they tried to get congressmen to work against us, we had to work like hell. I had to send Mother after I healed her of cancer when she was going to die. And I healed her and told the people here the night that they found the cancer injected into her body. And some of you still ought to look at those records because it'll make a believer out of you when you need to protect your children. That's the only reason I want us to maintain healing because it's so effective. When you see a child crippled or a child blind like David Goodwin was, or even for that matter, Sister Dennis, and I don't know how many other children we've had blind, Noya, Tommy Bikeman, Noya the other night. Noya was in, his brain was damaged and he couldn't wake it. Did you know that? His child knocked him down and he couldn't be roused. Couldn't get him up. Marston said, what to do? I said, nothing. He'd be okay. Now that's power. That's power. I don't like to waste our shells, but I do think that there may be some people out there that need to take note tonight. We don't normally do any shooting unless we're being shot at. Later on we may shoot our flamethrower, our cannon out through the goddamn trees, just in case there's somebody out there that you got out there that somebody in here may be communicating with. We have reason to believe somebody might be predicting a little bit of our mood and behavior too accurately. We have reason to believe that some information might be getting out of here. So if somebody disappears one night, you'll understand they have been translated like Jesus was. Go ahead. Now, you ask a good question, I'll give you the... So they start all this shit, and I tried to get on the radio. That's why I'm on the radio every night, and others assist me when I can't take it. And I take it night after night and have for months now. Building up friends, because I knew the United States was empty, even rich people. So I got on there and I told them all about the beauty of this place, even though it's a multiracial environment. And people just... were fascinated, you know, they're fascinated. Also, I wanted to win some friends because they were jamming us. The CIA was jamming us. We couldn't get any information out. When we wanted to talk to our homeland station, they'd jam us. When we had a medical emergency, we didn't have nobody to go to. They'd jam us. You couldn't carry on 10 minutes of decent conversation without being jammed. So I decided I'll turn this shit around, and because I have warmth and people can tell I care. And so I began to tell them all about this fantastic land and told them about how beautiful it is to live out with nature. And I've built up 3,000 or 4,000 people that have written to us, rich people who want to come here. Shit, they'd come here. Then we did that miracle of the birth by consultation, saved the mother and the two children's lives. We did several miracles like that through medicine and consultation. And so the AMA is so impressed with what we're doing, they want to come. And maybe one of them is a CIA agent. The person like to confess before we deal with it our way, who said that they were lucky it's not you being sent or something like that to Georgetown for the show, or you'd run. Anybody like to talk about that before we talk about it? We're not going to take up a lot of time with you now, honey. It'll be, is it old proverb, one will be taken, the other left? You heard about that proverb? There were two but the mill. There was two in their bed, and one was taken, and the other left. You better get straight with us. Anybody made any kind of comment? That's not the exact words. About you'd take off if you were in Georgetown, or you'd take off if you got a chance. You better talk about it, honey. Or you can get your tongue moving. Yeah, keep on, Blake. Keep on thinking we're bluffing. Sleep tight tonight. Sleep tight. Good dreams. Either talk about it or, honey, you're going to pay for it. We have witnesses. That's right. Now I keep my word. Well, nothing happened to you if you get up and talk about it now.